Would you like to know the real secret? I'm not talking about the new movie or book. I'm talking about you.
Hi everybody, this is Ron Ametron from the Creation Light Shift, and we're here again to do some healings with everybody. So Sylvia, are you there?
Yes, I am. Sorry everyone, we had just a little technical difficulty getting on the line, but we're here now and we're happy to be with you, and we're ready for another hour of live healing energies and a wonderful experience with all of you. So if you're new to this program, you'll want to know about a couple of things. If you are watching or listening through BBS radio, you can go to the Creation Light Shift page and you can bring up the beautiful light being that's pictured there, and divine energies will come through to you through her today. And also you can click on the BBS fast chat and you can communicate to us that way with your questions or requests for things you'd like to talk about, or if there's a particular divine energy that you would like to experience, say, for example, Archangel Michael or Mother Mary, you can put in a request for that, and we'll take up as many questions and requests throughout the hour as we have time to do. So over to you, Ron, to get us started. Maybe we can get started with an entity clearing today.
Okay, that sounds wonderful. So sit back and relax, and we're going to now do an entity clearing. We'll work with the bottom of your feet and work our way up to our hips here, taking away these entities. And they're starting to leave now. So you may actually feel the presence of them leaving you. A lot of times you actually feel warmth come into your body. And we'll just start to release more of them here. You might want to concentrate maybe on your ankles right now. That's where we're working right now. And next we're going into your knees. And now we're moving up to your hip joints. So here we go. Again, just relax a little bit. And now we're going to be working with your internal organs. Those are a little harder to discern. But you may have something attached maybe to maybe one of your kidneys or something, and you might feel that pain get released from you. So this is all your internal organs going up to your shoulders. We're going to work down the arms now, to your fingertips, working on your knuckles. And next you're working with your neck and going up into your head. So you may feel energies leave there. Could be around your ears, your sinuses, inside of your mouth. You might have a toothache. Who knows? So whatever it is, just kind of relax and allow these things to leave you. We're going to bring more of your spirit back into your body. Here we go. And going to bring you more in. So we're going to count to 10 as you come in. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So I'd like you all just to kind of relax there and feel your body. We'll put some music on so you can contemplate your healing that you just got through having. And just do kind of like a little body scan and see how you're doing. And if you feel a little more present in your body. also do a chakra alignment, and I'm kind of reading that maybe the volume could be low, so the only way to correct that would be to have maybe somebody call BBS and tell them that the volume is too low on this show. And if that happens in the future, that's the only way, because I have no control over the volume on my end here. We're going to do a chakra alignment next here and go to your heart centers first. So heart chakra, I'm moving that around here. There we go. Throat chakra, perfect. Third eye, perfect. And going back down now to solar plex areas, your power chakra. There we go. Second chakra, and first chakra. There we go. We'll do an opening now. So point to your heart center first. So heart chakra, spin, 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 open. Throat chakra, spin, 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 open. And third eye, spin, 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 open. And going back down now to power chakra, spin, 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 open. And first chakra, spin, 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 open. Or second chakra, spin, 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 open. First chakra, spin, 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 open. Little smiley face here from errors moving up and down. I'm kind of laughing here. It looks pretty funny. Anyway, it's great. So they're all open body width now for everyone. Now we're going to do the mind to heart drop. Again, this is new to you. What you want to do is just kind of notice that your conscious thoughts, we'll see, are inside of your head. This is where we normally perceive them to be. This could be your ego self or whatever you want to call it, waking consciousness. And we're going to drop this down and move it into your heart center. So here we go. And I'll do it slow so that you're able to actually feel the energy going down. And we'll stop at number 5, and that should probably be around your throat area. And then give it some thoughts there and just see if your thinking is now in your throat. So here we go, dropping down, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, and 5. Okay, I just wanted to keep going from habit here. So now you're in your throat with your mental body. And now we're going to go down further from 5, going down 4, 3, 2, and 1 to your heart center. And do it again. We'll do this the whole way here. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. I'll let you just stay there for a minute or so. Talk to your spirit to request, you know, natural guidance that you should be doing daily. And you can also, ask for healing. If for some reason you're not able to connect as far as words inside of your heart that you're listening to, then ask the information to be revealed to you some other way that might be easier for you. Maybe a telephone conversation with someone, maybe hearing a song on the radio or TV or newsprint. And we'll see you back again in a minute or two. Thank you. do a emotional healing first. So again, just stay in your heart here, and you may actually feel these great energies that's being released from you, allowing you to have more wellness. You might feel a relief and feel your body relaxing. So we're going to do the emotional clearing, and I'll go 5 years back from now here. We do it different ways each time. This is just a sample clearing. It is very effective, though. But when I do your whole lifetime, we get a lot more of the energies released from you. So this one does actually work great for a lot of people. So here we go, 5 years back. And again, nothing for you to do. This is not like regular healings that are earth-based here where you have to process and understand and everything else is done instantly. Here we go. 5 years ago, sixth chakra cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And that year's gone out of your life. Next one here, 4 years back, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And 3 years ago, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. 2 years ago, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. 1 year ago, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And this present time from 1 year to now. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. So if you're brand new to this here, what happens is the light ship, the light beings on the light ship, the ones that Jesus used for his healings, are taking away from you the emotional trauma. They have already been, that is done, okay? It's not that they're doing it now, it's completed. Once I do the year, it's gone. And these traumas now are released from you. You never lose the sight of the situations, whatever happened to you. The experiences are always left with you because that's why you're here, to experience the divine. But the traumas are what you should be freed of right now. Just look at a particular incident. Maybe you had 5 or 6 in a year. You could have had hundreds, if not thousands. But just pick one that really has pushed your buttons a lot. Maybe if you think about it now, you may feel a lot of relief from it. Before the show started, if you thought about it, maybe you had the insides, you start to twist, and you maybe wanted to run away from it. Maybe you got very angry. But now it should just be like somebody else's movie. So do take some time to look at this here. And again, I'll just put another song on. This is very important because once you understand how quick these healings work, you're going to really want to have some of this done to you so you can be out of the past. Otherwise, the past keeps circling and recycling in your life. And like they say, kind of, you know, it's like having a different face, same movie, like going to the cinema and having the same script and movie played to you with different faces, different people. You should feel your body being more relaxed. You might want to just get up and walk a little bit. Maybe do 10, 15 steps and bend over and twist. And I'll do that here a little bit too. I'm just going to get up. And Sylvia, are you there with us?
Yes, I'm still here.
Okay.
Yeah, we've got quite a few people on the fast chat and hope that we have a lot of listeners out there today. And like I said before, if there's something you would particularly like to ask, you can go ahead and type in a question on the fast chat. We have been talking recently about increasing intuition and recovering spiritual abilities and receiving, guidance from our spirit. And you mentioned something, Ron, about how, getting the different healings, doing the entity releases and bringing the spirit more into the body can help people with their own guidance and receiving guidance. And I was wondering if we could do today, if the light beings would be able to hold a space around us for a little while for people to really connect with themselves for guidance without any outside interference.
Okay, yeah, we can do a one for the energetic energies around us. This could be as easily as just talking about the radiation from our 60 cycle wires in our house from the power plants. Could be the transmissions, of the radio frequencies going to your AM, FM radios, along with cell phone towers, and you might have wireless internet in your house. So all these can distract us, along with many other energies that are coming into us. And they could be also giving us different type of thought programmings, but we won't go too much into that. So yes, we'll have a light chip, put like a bubble around us, then we'll drop us into our heart here and see how that helps everyone. So I'll count to 10, and at 10 you're going to be in this little bubble of energy. This will be just divine energy around you, and it will keep you in a little sacred space here. This is the way Earth is supposed to be after you feel this energy. So here it comes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And what I will say is, going a little bit off the subject here, if you have any animals or pets you want to have this experience too, or also to have the energy of healing come into them, once you're on this show, the healing starts. So do have them come by you. Some people like to actually hold their pets and animals in their lap. And many times they just come over to where the speakers are and listen without you wondering or doing anything to help them. So you should feel in a little different space right now. And now we're going to drop you more into your heart center if you're not there already. Those that are in the heart, great, you stayed. So here we go, dropping down. Again, think of an elevator. 10th floor is your forehead, first floor is your heart. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay. Let's put some music on and kind of feel that sacred space around you. And connect with your spirit. It's waiting. If you can't hear it, say, hey, turn the volume up. Thank you. Sylvia. I'll just turn it back to you here.
Okay, great. Well, that was really wonderful. I hope you all felt the peace of having that space around you and were able to connect with your own voice for guidance there. I have a few requests on the fast chat, so Ron, I'll just run a few past you, and then you can see what the light beings would like to take up. We had one request from our friends in Canada about doing a clearing for jealousy.
Okay, I don't know if we've done that one before, but yeah, we could do that, sure.
Okay, great.
Jealousy. Have the light beings so they can take away energies that deal with that. So since that's an issue right now, we'll just go back 5 days and we'll just see what happens, okay?
Okay, good.
That sounds like it's something that's on the maybe on the front burner or the pot maybe boiling over here. So here we go. Jealousy. So 5 days ago, sixth chakra cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. 4 days ago, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Oh boy, I'm yawning. 3 days ago, maybe. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And you can all yawn with me if you wish. Helps release the energy. 2 days ago. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared. Oh boy, I'm yawning again. We're going to do that one over. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And 1 day ago. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And today. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Now, for most of you, you would think that jealousy is how you're perceiving that on someone else. But remember, once you're connected, it goes both directions. So you might actually be feeling the jealousy of someone else since you're connected with them. Remember, your thoughts connect people. And you might be feeling that they're jealous towards you, and that's being projected onto yourself, thinking that you're jealous of them. Okay, remember, it's a two-way street. Once that connection is made, energy runs in both directions. So it may not even be your issue entirely, maybe somebody else's, but you happen to maybe tune into it, maybe being very intuitive and say, hey, what's happening here? I feel jealous. Well, it may be them instead of you. Okay, Sylvia, what's next?
Okay, let's see. We have a question about what we can do for body tension and also one for energetic blockages.
Oh, boy, that's a big one. Boy, the emotional healing should take away a lot of that because, remember, you're living in your past, and your past is this lifetime's past, and that's programmed in you by your ancestors. So all you're doing is running programs, and it's their judgments that you're running. So by releasing the emotional energies, that normally would help you out. I'll do a one here on tension, I guess. I think that would relate to stress. More than tension. What do you think, Sylvia?
Yeah, I think that would be great.
Okay, so let's just do a heading here of stress. And again, because it came up right now, we'll just do the last 5 days. So here we go. 5 days ago, sixth chakra cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. I'm yawning. Oh, man. Some of you people out there have a lot of stress. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And I guess I can include myself sometimes in that, too. So 3 days ago, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. 2 days ago, yawning again. Well, you can yawn, too. It helps release the energy. Here we go. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. 1 day ago, which is yesterday. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And today. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Okay, Sylvia.
Okay, let's see. We have a request for separation clearing, return energies. I'm not exactly sure what he's asking there.
Separation. I don't know. Maybe it's a disconnection from people's energies around. We'll do that here then, I guess. So, boy, there could be a lot of people attached to any one of us, even in one day in our life here. It could be, 50 people. especially like if you're like a clerk in a grocery store or something, you could have 500 people, 1,000 people attached to you. Each time you bring that register up and take their money, you're connected with them. So I think we'll just do 2 days here, because that could be a pretty heavy clearing. So we'll do yesterday and today. So here we go. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared, and today. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth. Well, I'm getting tired. I'm yawning. Oh, man. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first. I'll do these again. Yesterday, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And today, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. There. So I think I'll just put some music on and let you sample these last three healings here. Remember, they're all very, very beneficial. And if you seem to have a tendency to really like it, you may want to have it done for your whole life. Everybody's different on their healing. Some people may need it, some may not. But if you happen to feel this energy and you feel much more relaxed, then chances are you might be involved with this energy. And it might be a pattern that you're dealing with. Some people don't connect with other people too well, so they may not have that same issue. Sylvia, back to you again.
Okay, well, let's take a few minutes and just kind of let these energies sink in a little bit. And one of the things I enjoy doing whenever we can, you know, we deal with the negative sides of things often, you know, the things that are wrong that we want to have fixed and so on. And it's also wonderful to go to the other side of things and you know, spend time with divine energies, beautiful frequencies, rainbow frequencies, crystal frequencies, other things, for example, from the light ship, and enjoy those energies that come in, and those help us as well. So maybe we could lighten things up just a little bit for a few minutes and enjoy bringing in some divine energies to communicate with.
That sounds good. So that's go to the beautiful light beam or the light ship insignia. Just bring it up on your monitor screen. And if you're new to the program, just scroll down until you actually see it on Creation Light Ship Healing. And we're going to activate the light beam and the light ship insignia here with the divine energies. And here it comes. So what we'll do is, these are all heart energies. The light ship did not create mind energy. And so this is all heart-to-heart-based energies. And in order to really feel them, to sense them, you have to go be in your heart center. And I guess we'll bring in the energy of Saint Germain. He always loves to come in on the conference calls. He's the first one normally who wants to come in. And so here comes Saint Germain. So stronger. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And again, you can ask Saint Germain for physical healings. Just kind of talk inside of your heart and say, hey, I have this problem over here. Can you please do something with it here and help me? So this energy now is with you. And experience the energy of Saint Germain. To me, it feels very soft today.
Great. Yes, it's always wonderful to have Saint Germain. And it would be great to have something from the light ship so people can experience some other energies, like maybe one of the beautiful crystals there or the rainbow, the new rainbow.
Okay, great. So bring in the new rainbow energy. So I was mentioning about the maybe back pain possibly and kidney areas. So what we're going to do is bring in the energy and just think of it and have it help you there in these locations on your body. So here comes the brand new rainbow energy. And this is the rainbow that we see down here. They're changing. It changes all the time. I think we had about 3 changes recently. So here it comes. And again, sit back and relax. These are all different frequencies that you may enjoy here. So here comes the rainbow energy. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. Well, it's kind of appropriate. Sounds like thunder there. bring in the crystal energy next here. So there's some large silver crystal points on the light chip. We're bringing their energy down for us to experience. They're much stronger than the quartz that we have here. And here it comes. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Kind of been about healing again, and what I would like to say is sometimes you pick up other people's energies, and so what you're dealing with yourself may not really be your own. You only may have a small portion of the energy that's with you, and you may be very empathic, feeling someone else's energy, thinking that is yours, but the fact that you do feel it from someone else, like abandonment or betrayal, maybe physical pain, all these things that people tap into may not even be your own, but you do have some of it inside of you, so you want to release it. So sometimes issues become very large. I remember one person I was talking to years and years ago. They says, yeah, it's very strange. My wife went on a vacation for 3 weeks, and naturally we slept together. And when she left, I felt the energy kind of leave the bedroom. And it took about 3 weeks to do so. And at the three-week time, man, I felt completely free. I didn't feel any of this stuff that I thought that I had. Well, that was all her energy, and it finally took that long to dissipate. And so this is just a kind of indication of what happens. We get tied up in other people's stuff, thinking that it belongs to us. And we do have some kind of resonance to it, because if we didn't have it, we wouldn't resonate with it. So whatever you do feel, you do have a part of that, but it may not be as much as you think. And then it works the other way around, too. Maybe you have a big load and you're giving it on the people all around you. And maybe that could be why sometimes they may not like you too much when you walk into a room. But anyway, I won't get too negative here. But we'll turn it back over to you, Sylvia. Just some information for everybody.
Okay, well, let's see. We have someone asking about the 12 source energies. I don't know if we've talked about that for a bit. But could you mention something about the 12 source energies, and maybe we can bring them in through the lightship insignia?
Yeah, we could do that. We have enough time, I think. So here comes number one energy. Remember, these 12 energies are what created the universe, created you. They created everything in the light. And you may resonate to one of these more than the other ones. So, and it depends, just where you are in your life. Typically, you're all of these. So here comes number one energy, and I'll just count to 10 as it comes in. So we have to do this pretty quick because we have 12 of these. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And I'll just put again some music on, and we'll do it, bring in the next energy in about 30 seconds here. So again, just kind of relax. Feel the energy heart-to-heart connection. I'll drop you down into your heart center. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. There we go. Energies are all the same. They're all the same, say, knowledge, the same intensity, but they may have a slight different attribute to them in the creative process. And any one of them could turn into one of the other energies also if it had to. So they didn't really divide up and change their actual modality of whatever they're doing, they're all the same energies. They just happen to pick on different, if you would, light patterns, so to speak. Here comes number two, divine source energy. Coming in, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. There we go. Okay, number three is coming in. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Remember, these energies are who you are. And number four. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And number five, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, and here's number six, and you're almost halfway home. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And number seven, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And number eight, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And number nine, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Number ten energy, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Number 11, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And number 12, the very last one. These are all with you right now as this comes in. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, well, that should feel very nice for everyone. And comment, can you call these in yourself? Yes, you can. But they have to go through your spirit and your heart center. Otherwise, who knows what you're going to bring it into yourself. So you want to always connect with anything that you choose to invoke into yourself. Have your spirit be at the doorway. So have it be the doorkeeper. It will not allow negativity, the dark side beings to come to you. Always have it be there to guide you, and do that drop so you can communicate. So back to you, Sylvia.
Well, thank you. Those were wonderful, wonderful energies to experience. I hope everyone is feeling them and in their hearts right now. And we are actually about out of time for today. So let's, remind everyone of the important dates that are coming up. I know there's a pretty exciting one this Saturday. Do you want to talk about that for a minute before we sign off?
This will be our once-a-month ascension process. It's a four-hour conference call, $60, and we're on the light ship for $60, having special healing work done to us. And this is designed for ascension preparation. It's just wonderful, and you do special water charging on this call. We have seven containers of water, and they put light codes into it. Many people, after they have the water, they have a hard time or even wanting to drink water that's not charged up. So if you're interested in moving yourself forward greatly, I'd say get on this conference call. Just contact me, and I can give you the phone number and the PIN number, and you can just send me a check. And anything else you want to add, Sylvia?
Let's see. Well, you've got the regular conference calls, Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays. So if you are listening and you are enjoying these energies and want to find an affordable, easy way to experience one-hour healing sessions, they're just really wonderful. And I know that there are some of the listeners, because I can see the names on the fast chat, that are on those conference calls, and I'm sure that they will say the same thing, that it's just a wonderful thing to keep that connection there, to experience that on a regular basis. It kind of just elevates your existence and your health and your well-being, and as you raise into those higher divine frequencies, the lower frequency things that maybe you experienced in your life kind of just fall away very smoothly, and your life changes. So it's a wonderful thing to do in addition to the radio program. And I guess we are out of time, so I'll just say much love to all of you. Thank you so much for being with us. Enjoy these divine energies, and we'll talk to you on Wednesday. Bye-bye for now.
Blessings to all of you, and have a wonderful evening. Good night.
Good night.
This is Pete Seeger, and you're listening to BBS Radio.
Would you like to know the real secret? I'm not talking about the new